Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Little playoff baseball day here on WEEI and WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Dan Ball, and Andy Hart have their Fenway greens on.
Let's go.
Stiz, I don't know what happened to you. No faith in your baseball team?
I had mine on yesterday.
What do you smell?
Yeah, I
should have worn it 2 days ago.
I'll take it. I'll take that one.
Ted Johnson, you got your headphones in?
I'm ready.
Because we talked to Mark Schlereth at 2:30, and he had a message that he asked us to pass along to you.
What's he saying?
Here it is.
He's legitimate, and for all those draft nicks out there that wanted to talk about his short arms, pound sand yours. that matters not at all. It's one of the stupidest things. You know what running a fast 40 makes you? Good at running 40s. You know what bench pressing 225 for a bunch of reps makes you? Really good at bench pressing. Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing it does.
How's that chin feel from that stun and separate?
Hey, Mark, huh? He told you up yours. Hey, if you think Will Campbell's arms.
All I heard him say was pound sand. I'm like, what did they ask him that he said that? I couldn't hear what it was.
Will Campbell's arm length. Will Campbell, his performance. Mm-hmm. Actually, we didn't ask about the arm length. We just asked about Will Campbell.
I just asked how. This was his first chance to see Will Campbell IRL up close and personal.
It's good. They do a lot of chipping. They do a lot of helping out on that side. So hopefully they won't have to do that.
Pound sand up yours.
You like to accuse me of digging my heels in, but you're very good at it as well. That was well played, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. It is it's 3 o'clock. The three hosts, are here. It is time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you ran Mark Schlereth's show back in the day, you got to get Glassman. Call us 617-777-7777. Three hosts here on WEEI Afternoons. Three stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you in your green jersey will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go.
So there's a lot of talk about the starting pitcher tonight for the Boston Red Sox. There should be. The bullpen, the manager, those are all positives. And then there's a lot of talk about the negatives. We just gave you the lineup. And Fitzy's like, if I saw that lineup in March, I'd think you were putting a spring training lineup out there on the field. Nope, that's your real lineup. I think the biggest wild card in this series, this wild card series for the Boston Red Sox, is none of those things. I think it's the defense. This is a team with Trevor Story that's made way too many errors of late. This is a team with Carlos Narvaez, who's had way too many catcher's interference. And along the way, we've seen random errors here or there from, I don't know, Jaron Duran in left field. For a while there, it looked like he struggled to catch the ball. Takes a bad angle on the ball. You also have some random guys in the infield playing defensively. If the Red Sox are going to win this series, they got to be clean. They are not good enough because of what we just talked about, that lineup. You can't overcome extra outs for the Yankees, extra runs for the Yankees. If the Red Sox are going to win this series, they can't be the team that leads the league in errors. They need to be the team that on occasion we watch and go, oh, that's a good, clean defensive baseball team. The good defensive Red Sox, including you, Trevor Story, need to show up at Yankee Stadium to win this series.
So the team that what it was all regular season has to be something different than
no, there
it hasn't
was stretches,
been all season long.
Stretches. They have really glaring errors along the way, but there are stretches where they play clean baseball. Mm-hmm. This and it's a short series, Ted. You're right. If this were a seven-game series, I'd go, I don't know if I can trust them to play seven clean games.
So just this series, not to get to the ALCS.
Oh, that's a different
because,
thing. Sky's falling
in Toronto.
There's
been no team that has ever won the pennant that also led the league in errors.
Well, first time for everything.
There's a first time for
everything.
First
time for everything, Ted Johnson. You also told me there's been no good left tackles with short arms. And Mark Schlereth, a offensive line expert, just told you to stick it up your keister and pound sand, buddy.
All right, fair enough.
Teddy's right. In a good mood. You
hey,
feel
you,
this?
You sit tight. Yours is coming. Just sit tight.
Dan Ball, am I wrong? Is defense
probably
being overlooked?
Why? What'd you say?
No, is defense being overlooked? I hear everything about the bullpen, the manager, the lineup, the starting pitching. I haven't heard defense being brought up, and I think that's a sneaky, scary thing. You're right, Ted. It's sneaky, scary from a Red Sox perspective.
I mean, I think you're right. I think it's a big part, but it is, no question. I mean, but if we're being honest, I think it's probably pitching is the most important thing.
Sure, but
and runners in scoring position, knocking those guys in is probably the second.
So,
I
like,
guess.
Those two things defense, I feel like I have a handle on. I feel like the pitching should be pretty good because there's a strong sample of they should be pretty good.
Yep.
And I feel like they're probably not going to be great with runners in scoring position. Mm-hmm. The defense can be helter-skelter. Like Rafaela could win you a game. They're good enough where Rafaela could make a play where you go, oh, my God, he just won you a game with that
catch.
He's
going to have to do that. And it could also come in the infield since he's listed as one of those flex players.
Or is he,
Bregman. Bregman could win you a game defensively.
Oh, no question. No doubt. No doubt.
You don't have to tell me, Andy.
Do we have guys playing positions that they haven't played before tonight? I mean, because that always scares me because they just move guys around.
Not that they haven't played before, but
maybe isn't their first position.
You don't have your gold glove bestie. First of all, Abreu's not out there, so that removes what is a theoretical gold glove caliber.
With Rafael in center?
Fielder. Rafael's in center, okay. So you got that good. He all can right. cover everything.
JD in left.
You can get to it. Mm-hmm. Yep. How you feel about that?
All right. I feel good about that.
Do you?
I like him in left.
He's not leading off either. He's batting seventh. Eighth?
What?
What is the damn ball? Who's
leadoff?
Jared Grand batting? Ref Snyder.
Who's that? Ref Snyder.
Oh, I like that.
Who's a good leadoff? Surprisingly good leadoff hitter.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah.
Moving Jared Duran.
Some thought Romy Gonzalez might actually be the leadoff hitter.
He probably would be a good leadoff.
Yeah, you got JD in left, but he's also batting
my
seventh.
Homie.
Interesting.
So you feel better about that?
Because I think there's too much pressure. I don't think he likes pressure, right? Jaren Duran, ton of pressure, lead off. It sets the tone when you got the 2 and 3.
Mas Tronquillo, yes, exactly.
Yeah, 2-3
and down
four
there,
hitting. You know?
Let's put him in the pool for sneaky chance to put one in the short porch at Yankee Stadium. That guy has a knack for key home runs. We've seen that before. So, Jaren Duran. I just boosted your confidence with Jaren
Duran. Okay, I'm going to boost yours. Let's go. Defense is going to be very important in this series. Let's go, defense.
Appreciate it.
I mean, I think there's, by the way, the perception versus the reality of the Red Sox defense is very different. You traded Rafael Devers and added Alex Bregman. Well, it should be better. You know, you added Sadon Rafaela as your everyday center fielder. Should be better. The reality is they still led Major League Baseball in errors.
Oh, I know.
And the Trevor Story errors at the end of the season kind of got the Peter Schreger, Drake May interceptions treatment. Like, don't worry about it. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. No,
like,
Mike Vrabel, don't worry about penalties treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm saying from the, I think the Red Sox population at large kind of tried to just sweep it under the rug. So if it keeps your pitchers out there for extra outs, if it keeps your bullpen out there for extra outs, if it in any way impacts getting to Whitlock and Chapman, I see where you're coming from.
How about this right here on the text line, 8603? I'll be placing a small fortune on a Nick Sogard anytime home run tonight. Book it.
Good luck with that.
Go right
As
ahead.
Someone who makes a donation based on our pick six parlay every week, I would call that a donation.
1,010%. But hey. Shoot your shot.
Couple updates coming from the manager this afternoon, then we'll get to Nick Fitzy Stevens. First of all, Lucas Giolito likely will not pitch in October at all. So whatever's going on elbow-wise.
That's done.
And this could have an impact on your offseason plans. I mean, if he goes into an offseason injured, you may see an opt-in where otherwise you would have seen an opt-out at the end of the year for him. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then likely Connelly early starting game three for the Red Sox, should they get there.
Okay.
How about the rookie off in game three? Wouldn't it be great to have Sox win tonight and then maybe the Yanks, Rodon versus Bayo tomorrow. They go toe-to-toe, tooth and nail, and then it's game three, Schlittler against Early.
Come on now. He came onto the scene, what, a month ago, if that? Yeah, so it's crazy. You know, you go to the Red Sox, a lot of key injuries this year, and to get to this point, now they're just hanging on for dear life.
Just win this series, baby. Yep. Just win this one.
You know what? That would be nice.
That's all I want. I just win one series.
That'd be nice.
Just
one.
Ted, you like that?
I do.
Be a fan of that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just winning this series.
There you go. Okay. Let's go. Yeah, to get through Giolito, Hauk, Crawford, Patrick Sandoval, Hunter Dobbins, and on down the line to get to Connelly early, game three starter, and also not have Peyton Tolley be your game three starter because he doesn't know how to throw a breaking ball. Wild turn of events.
That was an example of one where I got ahead of myself for the positive. I was all in on Peyton Tolley that Friday night. I thought he was a star. At the very least, he'd be Fitzy's thing coming in the sixth or seventh inning in a playoff game. Now, do not want him.
He made the roster, though.
He made the roster,
and we'll address that momentarily.
But you really want to see him.
Hey, you, a seventh inning, one inning? Like, I see him in a Whitlock.
In
and just throw gas for one inning. And
do you see what happens? Tolley throws gas, and then Giancarlo Stanton hits it.
You don't obviously throw.
Country mile.
He does not pitch against the righties. You bring him in later down the line.
Pick your pocket. Is that what Cora says? If there's a pocket that he can pitch to somewhere in the seventh?
Yeah.
I still don't love it.
Okay.
I feel better about Early. I feel much better about Early. Plus, as we noted yesterday, the gun keeps saying he throws harder literally every time he takes the mound. He's up over 100. The guy was mid-90s in the minors. Suddenly he's throwing 101 at the major league.
Yeah, there you go.
Nerves doing that for you.
Fluff gun.
Yeah, you see that, Twins? You see that, Twins of Joe Ryan? I know. You could have this guy. He could be yours. Look
at
how hard he's throwing right now. I'm just saying. All right, we'll leave that one there. No reason to talk about trades when the Red Sox are playing a playoff series in like 3 hours. Fitzy, are you ready, my friend?
Why not? Feels like a day.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, Andy, you gave the wild card as the defense of the Boston Red Sox for this series. My wild card is going to be the bullpen. Now, it's not going to be the back end of the bullpen because I think there is nothing more dependable in Boston right now aside from people being furious at you in bike lanes and traffic on your commute than Whitlock in the eighth and Chapman in the ninth. However, your starter tonight, Garrett Crochet, money against the Yankees this year, 3-0, 3.29 ERA. Brian Baio, even better against the Yankees this year. Of course, you have two starters. He had 2-1 with a 1.89 ERA. The great middle in between the lockdown at the end of the bullpen and your two starters in game one and game two is such a question mark. I believe this is where this series is going to be won or lost because I can't tell you amongst Zach Kelly, Steven Matz, Justin Slayton, Peyton Tolley, Kyle Harrison, and yes, hold your breath, everybody, Mr. Inherited Runners Allowed in himself, Greg Weissert. Which one of them is going to rise to the occasion? Which one of those right-handers is going to be able to handle perhaps the two most fearsome right-handed hitting bats in the American League in the form of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton? One of those guys is going to have to step up and become a postseason hero.
Weissert! No
Weissert. No, Ted. Ted, Fitzy don't like you. No. Weissert literally gives me triple the Craig Kimbrell shakes every time he comes
in. Are you out
of
your mind?
No, honestly, I'm not. Slayton, when he's right, has a beautiful hook, has great natural stuff. But if he's off, he's a batting practice machine.
Yeah.
Kyle Harrison looks good, young lefty, but that's a big spot. Zach Kelly, Justin Wilson. I don't know. Like, if one of your starters, guys, goes five and you have to get through two innings and hold on to a one-run lead, how you feeling about that?
Oh, it's
not great.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I think there's going to be the bullpen's going to be counted on a lot, I think.
But I can also say the same on the other side. If the Yankees have a one-run lead and have to go to their bullpen, I don't see how they can feel great about
that. They have the New York Yankees lineup. We have the Little Giants lineup.
Yeah, that's fine. Little Giants can win in the end, baby. I don't care for the skepticism.
I mean, the Red Sox have matched up well against the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I know. 9-4
in the
season.
And in the playoffs. Like, all the trends are pro-Red Sox in this matchup. Last three postseasons, Red Sox have beat the Yankees. This year, 9-4, Red Sox against the Yankees. Mm. Bayo has been really good against the Yankees. So even if you only have two pitchers, the second one, if there was one team you feel pretty good about him pitching against, it might be the Yankees. Like, there's a lot of factors that can talk yourself into it. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked myself into it. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, you 100%. Actually, yeah, you talked yourself into it, then you left and you came all the way back around and you've talked yourself into it again.
Yes, again. I'm twice. Very optimistic. There's a lot of factors.
Are you getting dizzy?
A little bit. Around, my head is spinning and it's a big head.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Anyway, the bullpen, huge wild card, Dan Ball.
Huge, absolutely. Tune in tomorrow to see where the wind blew Andy on the Red Sox and the Yankees. But in the meantime, well, we'll leave that one there. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, there was a game this weekend that I just got I focused on, and I got to call out my co-host and how he picks games. Listen to my co-host pick this game last Friday.
I am going to go with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are the better football team. I think they're a good football team. Yep. So I will lay the -2.5 points. The Chiefs right now, they're not the Chiefs.
No. Yeah.
Nope. And the Ravens are the better team.
Oh, the Chiefs destroyed the Ravens. What even close? How about the Ravens leading the league before this game in points per game at 37 points?
Mm.
And guess what? The Chiefs points per game, 20, and this was the exact score. The Chiefs had 37 points, the Ravens 20. My man Andy, boy, that was a bad pick, brother. Bad pick. So my three-point stance is just to bust your balls. That's not really my three-point stance. All right, start the clock. Here we go.
Go. And
there we go. Here's my three-point stance. Have you guys seen what the Yankees are doing? I'm not sure they have a chance in this series. I'm going to call them out now for being cowards. My man Dan Ball and Stiz, tell the boys why I think the Yankees are cowards.
Teddy, thank you very much. From Yankees.com, I'll read this verbatim. Yankee Stadium is located in the Bronx, New York. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania will be canceled without notice and refunds given.
Boo. Punks. You talk about scared little babies. The Yankees not letting people from Massachusetts buy tickets to this game. Cowards. That to me is a prelude to a dominant series by the Red Sox. They don't have a chance because they're cowards, and they've already shown you they're cowards by not letting Red Sox fans buy tickets in the Yankee Stadium. Go Red Sox.
That is, to me, the fact that you can geo-prohibit people from attending events, that you can seclude them from outside of zip codes and purchase areas, almost sounds elite. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
it's happened before a couple times. It is the softest thing in the world, and it almost strikes me as illegal.
It's also stupid,
yeah.
Because as Rather Golfing 95 points out, who buys tickets from the team anymore? Like, a lot of tickets are sold and then resold. Season ticket holders buy them, and then they sell them on whatever secondary market, right? So you're not limiting them, but you put this out there, you let this get out there, and I agree with you. It makes you look terrible. It makes you look, and I'm glad it's another reason you jumped on the bandwagon of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think this is part of it. It's weird to say this. You have Aaron Judge, one of the greatest baseball players that's ever played. He's a massive human being, right? He mashes the baseball. Mm-hmm. When you put people next to him.
And we were all enamored with him.
Yes, and you're a soft baseball team.
Soft.
They are soft as puppy poo. Their manager is weirdly soft.
You'd be bitching at the ref all the time.
Like, you'd think a hothead that gets ejected a lot is not soft. Mm-hmm. He's like too hardo over the top.
It's the opposite.
He's the opposite. He's like covering up for something, and insecurity is why he gets ejected. I'm doing some psychoanalysis
here. Good. I think you're spot on.
Boone is soft. The Yankees are soft, and you're right. It goes right to their tickets and their fans. Mm-hmm. We can't let Red Sox fans show up. You losers. You're going to lose in two games.
Love it. Love it.
I also think that it's hilarious that that the New York Yankees think all New York Yankees live in a 212-718
917-6.
I'm a Yankees fan in Virginia. I was promising my... What are you talking? Wait, I can't get in the car and buy tickets because I live in Virginia, the Commonwealth? F you.
Just go to one of the ticket websites. It's fine.
Yeah, you have to go to Vivid. Yeah.
Buy it on the secondary
the
market.
Exactly. God, it's so stupid.
But it's a bad look, and they allowed themselves to look bad. And they've lost their mojo. Like, they're not Mike Tyson anymore. They're not like the king of the jungle where everybody's going to play until the Yankees punch him in the mouth. I still say that if you can help turn that crowd will turn on the Yankees.
It has a Miami Heat vibe where you look at the game and all those big luxury seats behind the home plate, they're empty for the first inning or two, and then they get filled up. It's like, you know what? They're soft. They get these big leather chairs that they sit in now, and they don't even show up until the third inning.
We sit in uncomfortable, hard seats that barely face the field. Ted Johnson couldn't even pry himself out.
Stare in the wrong direction.
That's how tough we are as Red Sox fans. There's no soft recliners at Fenway Park. Not even in the luxury suites. Right, Ted? Ted experienced that a couple weeks ago.
Man, big time.
He battled through.
He is not made for those seats. You'd be made for those. Would be nice for you behind home plate. Yankee Stadium.
Kidding me? Please.
Yeah, you should get those.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't, though, because you don't live in the greater New York area. So they won't sell them to Ted
Johnson. I don't want to go anyway, damn it. Let's go, Red Sox.
There you go. I'd like my uncomfortable ballpark.
I couldn't believe that. I didn't know the teams have done that before.
Yeah, they've done it, and it's a bad look. It's a soft look. I don't understand it, really. I mean, are you also implying you don't think a lot of your fans are going to buy seats? Like, are you worried that the Red Sox fans are going to take over Yankee Stadium?
I think a lot of people knew the Red Sox were coming this year.
Well, that was kind of interesting. You called Alex out for that a little bit. But, hey, he's doing what he's got to do. I thought that
You've been there. You've done that.
Oh,
you've lived in that world.
Have I?
Right.
It was genius. I mean, good for Alex. You saw the – I mean, you were right. If that speech didn't get you fired up, then
– Oh, yeah.
Then you're not a Red Sox fan.
And everybody's a sucker. You can get people to buy in.
Dude,
we don't think Jaron Duran's like, that's right. Nobody picked us. Dude, nobody thought we could win.
We all thought the same thing. We were like, yeah, we were disrespected.
Yeah.
It's when we were going to win our second Super Bowl in a row.
You were like, I don't know, the sheep, and the sheepdog is just guiding you in the direction that he wants you to go to make sure you go through the proper.
It's a great, great motivational tool in the playoffs is to get your team to think that nobody believes in you. It just, from a psychological standpoint, it really works on us dumb athletes.
All right, that's going to do it. Glad you said it, not me. That's going to do it for the three-point stances today here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up, it is definitely Fenway Red Sox versus Yankees, but we got to mix in a little TED Talk. It's Tuesday. It's 3:30. It's time to get the big guy's thoughts on the big day for Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, Stephon Diggs, and so many others. TED Talk about Patriots versus Panthers up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
We can't pick the window all season. Let's go.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. The Red Sox begin their American League Wild Card Series tonight against the Yankees in the Bronx. First pitch is scheduled for 6:08. Gerrit Crochet will start for Boston opposite Max Fried. Crochet is 3-0 against New York this season, while Fried is 1-1 against Boston. Here's your lineup for tonight. Is Rob Resnider leads off. He's your DH. Trevor Story at short. Alex Bregman at third. With Romy Gonzalez at first. Carlos Narvaez is your catcher. Nate Eaton is in right. Jaron Duran in left. Seidon Rafaela in center. And Nick Sogard is at second base, and he bats ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 5:08, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks and Lou Maloney have the call of the game. From around Major League Baseball, bottom half of the eighth inning in Cleveland, the Tigers lead the Guardians by a score of 2-1. Right now, the Guardians have a runner on second base. Tarik Skubal went the first 7 2/3 innings. At 3 o'clock, which was just a few moments ago, the Padres began their matchup against the Cubs. Nick Pivetta and Matthew Boyd is your pitching matchup there. And in the late game, the Reds visit the Dodgers. Hunter Green starts opposite Blake Snell. First pitch at 9:08. New this afternoon, former Red Sox front office executive Hein Bloom is taking over as president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. Patriots players are off today. New England visits the Buffalo Bills in a game that will be featured on Sunday Night Football. Buffalo is 4-0 after their 31-19 win over the Saints. They've scored 30 or more points in all four victories. And from around the league, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill dislocated his left knee and tore multiple ligaments in his knee, including his ACL, during Monday's game against the Jets. Hill will have surgery today. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolotherapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Red Sox baseball have to wait. It's 3:30. It's a Tuesday. I look forward to this all weekend, even though he bullies me at times and makes fun of me for some of my takes and my picks.
Oh, come on.
We're going to get the knowledge that is Keghead Ted next.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I like to set hike.
I know. I like the hide-and-go-seek with the football.
Sometimes
it sounds
weird. It's the little flourishes sometimes.
Yeah. TED Talk is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy, online at bostonprolotherapy.com.
And he's the best. Go check him out. His office is in Stoneham now. Stoneham, Dr. Al Franke. He will give you a free consultation. And Boston Prolotherapy isn't for you, he will tell you where you need to go. He's a tremendous guy. Go check him out.
All right, Ted, we got to start off with the quarterback, Drake May. What'd you think of Drake May's day, and what is he doing for this Patriots offense?
So he is weaponizing the Patriots offense. You go, well, you know, they don't have a lot of weapons in the skill position, but, you know, what doesn't matter when you have Drake May? Guys, it was just, I thought it was a thing of beauty, the way he played quarterback the other day. Obviously very efficient, 14 of 17. But what was great was the way they mixed in the moving pocket plays.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of boots under center, and then they did boots out of shotgun, which is great. You want to be able to not be predictable. If he always goes under center and you go, oh, well, here comes the boot, you got to be able to run boots out of various formations. And so the fact that they were able to run a boot in the red zone. Thank God. Last week we were killing them for running three straight pass plays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time they get in the red zone. You run a boot out of shotgun, and you get, you know what he does? He rolls out to the left. He doesn't like what he sees in the end zone, and so he just runs it in. And so that's an athletic player at the quarterback position, and it literally weaponizes the offense. You got so many great plays you can run. You can run play action off of jet sweeps. The fact that you can run waggles, it's just he weaponizes the offense. And so I thought Drake May was brilliant in this game. I thought it was the best game he's had. And I just think his ability to run, throw on the run, and run if there's not an option downfield, is weaponizing this offense, even though they don't have skill players necessarily that would weaponize it, other than Travion Henderson and perhaps maybe even Steph Diggs now. He himself, just him, with a one-man show, weaponizes this offense.
And the greatest example of that to me is he showed the ability he can do it in both directions, right and left, and that little throw to Hunter Henry.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I rarely agree with you people on Patriots Twitter, but they were like, if Patrick Mahomes does that, we're having posters and videos everywhere. Yep. It's national news. So, that was sneaky, one of the hardest throws you'll ever see. Rolling left with coverage there, the touch, the
guy
feel.
Was right in his face.
Unbelievable.
That see, he made plays like that last year, but they weren't winning. And it wasn't leading to touchdowns.
Right.
That's a perfect play to call out his death. The little sidearm with a guy in your face.
Going left,
throwing across his body.
The whole thing?
That tells you that he's got special skills.
And then the other thing that I liked about that play that I see as the evolution of the weaponization of Drake May is Hunter Henry realized what was happening. And he's like, if I can just get a little space here, he's going to throw me the ball. Like, he knows Drake is keeping him available as a receiver. Some guys, I think their Hunter goes, oh, I got a block now. I'm going to turn and block. He knew if he just broke a little bit of daylight, I'm getting the ball and I'm getting a big play.
Yeah. Do you know what's great about the defenses is that they are playing Drake in a way they're worried about his running. You had number 56, number 52, and number 8. I did this play for the breakdown last night with Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston, and so I analyzed this play to death. Those three guys ran right past Hunter Henry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't touch him because they were focused on Drake May running the football. And so he gives the impression that he's going to throw, and they start pursuing him, and then he just droop.
And that's what these guys do. Patrick Mahomes does it, one of the best quarterbacks in football. Josh Allen does it, one of the best quarterbacks. If you play the receiver, he runs it in.
Right.
If you play him, he gives a little toss. You're the old damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's
a
bad spot for Ted Johnson to be in it.
No
right?
question,
You
man.
Would just not like it.
Nope.
All right, but the other side of the ball, the pass rush. We've talked a lot about the money invested into that front two there of Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, but they were able to get a lot done, it seemed like, with just four. What'd you think of that foursome and that dynamic duo in the middle?
If they can get pressure on the quarterback like they did last week with just four guys and not have to blitz, oh, my goodness. It will make the defense night and day better. Are you kidding me? That front four, I thought both Milton Williams and Barmore, although you look at their stat line, you look at Christian Barmore, you know what his stat line is?
Nothing.
Zero tackles, zero sacks, zero tackles for a loss, two quarterback hits. But yet Pro Football Focus rightfully had him as the highest graded interior defensive lineman for week four in the NFL. Well, how was that? If you see him beating his guy off the line, he did the club swim over so effectively. He was getting in the backfield so fast that it was really creating havoc on Bryce Young. So the interior defensive line, and I thought Milton Williams made a couple great run stuffs. Clavon Chasen had a sack. I mean, Landry had some pressures.
Tonga.
Kyrus Tonga is a ball player.
So, look, the first game of the season was against Las Vegas Raiders. They were blitz happy, and it impacted the secondary play because they didn't have as many guys back there, and they were getting torched. If you can keep seven guys in the pass in the backfield, then you can in rush four. Your pass defense will improve drastically.
I do want to point out that there was one of the three of us this preseason that was dubious, if not very skeptical, of Harold Landry's potential this year.
Oh, 100%.
He's got to be surprising you with the way he's playing, because you were OUT out on him.
Well, I wasn't out. I just thought he was undersized. I didn't know if it would translate from practice to the field.
He looks way faster than I
watched
remember.
That one practice where Washington guy threw him to the turf, and I was like, is that going to happen more in the regular season?
Yeah.
He's playing really well. He has brought a vibe.
Yep.
And actually, both parts of that I watched, Morgan Moses was getting killed by Harold Landry during the summer, and I was worried about Morgan Moses, and he's been a revelation.
Right.
I've been very impressed.
The one thing the one thing I would say, this is not a a pushback moment, Ted, but rather a agree with everything. But how often are they going to play the Carolina Panthers, who were basically Andy, it's a good test for them to warm up against the Panthers heading into one of the best offensive lines Sunday in Orchard Park.
I hear you, but they're showing signs. I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers the week before only had 200 yards of offense, right? So the defensive line is showing signs that they are starting to round into form and play the way we kind of all were hoping and expecting them to play.
But they continue to struggle on the opening drive of the game. You mentioned it with Pittsburgh. These important drives are what cost them that game. The opening drive of this game, I was like, the hell's going on? Here we go again. What the hell happened?
Yeah, Bryce Young, 4 for 4. Just threading a 74-yard drive, 4 minutes and 3 seconds, and then just boom, 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 all the way down there. The Patriots defense have given up an opening drive touchdown in 3 of their 4 games. My guess is at that rate is probably the worst in the NFL. They got to knock that off. Knock it off. I know they come out maybe and do different things that you didn't see, but to just be a paper mache Swiss cheese defense on the opening drive to start these games, it sets a bad tone. I mean, the Patriots through the first quarter, the Carolina Panthers had over 100 yards. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots had 5 penalties, and they'd given up already a touchdown. Get off to better starts, Patriots defense, please. And overall, just the penalties. And I know 2 of them were kind of like, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
but still, 5 penalties in the first quarter is insane.
And this is where the Panthers really mattered, in my opinion. Because if you do that, if you look like a papier-mâché defense against a good team, they might use that as their springboard to kick your ass the rest of the game, right? Momentum's on their side. But that didn't happen this time because of a guy by the name of Marcus Jones.
Oh. My man, MJ, was phenomenal. So
I never thought of that. MJ.
That's right there.
So obvious.
Going into this game, so through 3 games, do you know how many punt returns he had in 3 games?
2.
That's it. Just 2.
That's it?
So opponents aren't punting the ball very much, okay?
Nope.
He did. There were 4 punts punted to him. He fair caught 2, and then 2 he returned, and it had an average of 8 yards per return. In this game, his first 2 punt returns, he returns the first one back for a touchdown. That was all Marcus Jones, that first one.
Yes.
Because there were guys all around him. Like Dante Scarnecchi would say, one grenade would kill them all. They were all right there. Boom. And he was able to squirm his way out of it and get hit his head on the goalpost. The second punt return for 60 yards, if you notice that, it was what they call a wall left return. And you see him, he ran laterally for 40 yards towards the Patriots sideline and then 60 yards vertically. That was a beautifully executed what they call wall return, left return. So it was great blocking, and it wasn't just individual. The individual effort was the fact that he ran 40 yards horizontally and then 60 yards. He ran basically 100 yards to gain 60. So that was great effort, but it was great execution. So he's got 4 punt returns, and he's averaging 28 yards per punt return. That would get you into the history books if he averaged that. A good average punt returner averages 10 to 10.5 yards per return. Right now he's averaging almost 29 yards per return.
And he should have 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Even he admitted it to us yesterday when we talked to him. Like, you know, you can't let the punter trip you up there, get off balance.
He is getting his balls busted for getting caught by his teammates in the film room. I guarantee it.
And last up here in this segment, we got to get to these middle linebackers. You told me Spillane was going to be a tackle machine. He has picked up the pace in recent weeks. And now it seems like he has a potential running mate here in Dr. Gibbons.
How about Jack Gibbons? So Jack Gibbons got a lot more play because of the play recently of Christian Ellis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? The most missed tackles by any linebacking corps in the NFL through 3 weeks. Well, this was by far their best tackling game. They cut down their missed tackles big time. What was the most interesting thing is that Jack Gibbons only played 45% of the snaps. But he led the team in tackles with 12.
That's efficient.
Right? So
he's everywhere.
Reminds me of an old 52 in there, being efficient. So he
a Landon Roberts?
Johnson. but so Jack Gibbons went in there and made a huge impact. But really, Spillane, I think, was all over the place making plays. And honestly, I think Christian Ellis, a little fire under his ass. I thought he was very active. The fact that he didn't start. I thought he was, those three guys were tackle monsters, all of them. I thought they did, other than that first drive, I thought they were on point and probably their best game of the season.
And to put a bow on that, a couple weeks ago we were talking about our buddy Tom Curran, and he was like, oh, the front end is good and the back end is good, but the middle's a little questionable. Right. Now all of a sudden these guys are playing better. Tavai is on the horizon. He could be activated this week. Well, suddenly you have some depth at linebacker.
What's changed? What's changed on the defense that maybe the defense had its best outing?
I'm guessing the coordinator.
Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
Ted Johnson.
Plus, we also have a final in your first wild card game.
He pays it off next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twitch chatters want a new segment here on WEEI Afternoon called Ted's Big Tease. That's T-E-A-S-E, because he had a big tease before the break. Ted Johnson, why are the linebackers suddenly playing well?
I thought it was interesting that the defense probably had its best day. Just to highlight a couple of things, the pressure rate was outstanding. The pass defense after the first drive was outstanding. The linebackers played overall their best game. Tet McMillan, who came into the game averaging two explosive games plays a game, he had six total, didn't have one in that game. And what was different this week than the first 3 weeks? The secondary. Would that be Christian Gonzalez?
Ding, 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 ding.
So it was – I think that's – even though Christian Gonzalez didn't have a lot of impact, I mean, he had three tackles. He gave up a couple, 15-yard receptions, but nothing too bad. I just think it slots everyone else where they're supposed to be.
Yep.
And that's the main thing, is that even though he himself didn't have the biggest impact, it's the guys that he plays with out there. Now they're covering guys that they're more suited to cover. And I think it has a difference. I think him being out there kind of gives the whole defense a little bit more of a feeling that that things are going to be okay. And they played outstanding, the front, the linebackers, and the secondary. And I think a large part was because Christian Gonzalez was out there.
So offensively, we saw some big plays from Hunter Henry. We saw a big play by Austin Hooper. We saw a lot of 12 personnel in Josh McDaniels' bag. What'd you think of that?
So the 12 personnel, it seems to be the personnel group du jour. Mm-hmm. And it's 12 personnel overall. So the 12 personnel, meaning two tight ends, one running back, two wide receivers, is being used in the NFL at its highest rate right now. At 25% of NFL offenses are using 12 personnel. The Patriots, I think it's their number one personnel grouping that they like to use. And it's because they don't have necessarily dynamic tight ends, but they have more than serviceable tight. They're both above average tight ends, to good to really good tight ends. And so, and the fact they want to get their running game going, that's a big part of it. And Josh, let's face it, Josh is very adverse at running 12 personnel, going all the way back to when he had two tight ends here that were doing their thing. So you will continue to see more of that is my feeling. If they keep producing at the rate they're producing, that seems to be the personnel grouping that is in favor with the offensive coordinator. It seems to be really their most productive personnel group.
Speaking of the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, we had some questions and criticisms after week one. After week four, how are we feeling about the offensive coordinator?
Best, I thought it was the best game he's called. I thought the first game was one of the worst kind of game plans I've ever seen him call. Just
what
very,
was the game plan?
Very unimaginative, really just not. It did. You know, what I liked in this game is they really stressed the perimeter. What you need to do for a defense is really pressure the edges, meaning those jet sweeps, it forces linebackers to run, defensive linemen to run. And then you know what? Then you hit them with a trap up the middle.
Loved
you
it.
Don't just run traps. You hit them outside, then you hit them inside. And then you run play action off of the jet sweep. And so they had running plays that they ran early in the game that they were doing play action passes off of those running actions from earlier in the game, later in the game, that they were getting chunk yardage down the field. That's how it worked. And it was a layered game plan. You could see what he was trying to do. Trayvon Henderson, he had some runs between the tackles, but he was very effective running the ball on the perimeters. Antonio Gibson had a jet sweep. I liked the fact that you got Steph Diggs, believe it or not, it's about 50-50 whether or not he's in the slot or in the boundary. That fourth and three call was he was the X receiver out in the boundary, and they saw that there was no safety over the top. And it was an easy read for the quarterback there on the left hash, so they could throw to the right where there's more space. And it was an easy read for the quarterback. I liked all the boots, all the moving pockets, because I think Drake May, I don't know if he's had a negative play in a boot rollout. I think if I had to guess, every moving pocket play they've had has been a positive play. So continue to do that. They ran the boot in the red zone finally, and it worked. I just thought it was an excellent game plan by Josh. I thought he was on point, and he just looked like there was a method to the madness in his play call.
I think he's most comfortable throwing on the run. I think he's most comfortable moving around. I don't think loves being a statue. I think he loves being like he's a kinetic guy. He loves being on the run, moving around, and creating in the design as well. And the jet sweep was a big play call for both. First play of the game was that David Moore 12-yard jet sweep, mm-hmm. which Marcus Jones got tangled with the arms. And then they called it later for Gibson, and it was highly effective. Something just real quick, real simple, hit them where they're not looking. I love the play call.
So you're seeing a variety. So what I like is, so when Drake is in shotgun, it's not always just a drop back and pass. It's
right.
Now they did RPO action.
Yep.
Which, okay, so now it's boots and it's RPOs and it's under center. He looks comfortable under center. We know he's comfortable in shotgun. So they're basically they're not as predictable as they were in week one. In just four games, that game plan to me was by far their most dynamic and positive game plan they've had all season long.
So it sounds like Ted Johnson would have enjoyed playing the Patriots offense in week one, playing against it as the middle linebacker, and this Sunday would have been like, this is kind of annoying. This guy's crossing my face and going in different directions.
It would have been, for a linebacker, there's guys everywhere, and it's misdirection, and you don't know what your eyes are seeing because they got you so confused. It was And it was really – that Hunter Henry touchdown was so perfectly executed.
Yep.
DeMario Douglas motioning over from trips to double 2x2, they had to time it up perfectly. So then he had to fake the handoff in the RPO, and Hunter Henry had to time it up perfectly so that he was running behind the offensive line to get out and out-leverage the edge rusher and not get hit and knocked off his spot so that he could get into the route. I just thought it was really well-executed offense, and they called really great plays in critical situations. So good for Josh McDaniels. I don't know, anybody that's got an issue with Josh McDaniels' play calling and game plan doesn't really know what they're watching.
He's looking at you, Adam Jones.
I don't want to say
Jones and Keith.
I'm
oh, I heard it. Adam Andy Jones it. Did not give Josh McDaniels the credit he deserved this week. Let's hope they keep it going, because they got a tough one, and then they got some winnable games. And if they can play offense like this and defense like this, maybe not Buffalo Sunday night. That's an outlier. You're going to win some football games in the month of October. Speaking of October, it is playoff baseball for the Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium tonight. Crochet on the mound. We're going to figure out what the biggest strength the Red Sox have is going into this series, and we're also going to predict the series. Who's going to win in how many games? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
When you own your own business, you own every decision.
Hmm. Catch the red eye or take the 6 a.m.
Make a new hire or promote internally.
Celebrate a win with a toast at the gate or unwind at the lounge.
Big props to this team.
Some decisions are a win-win, like earning 8x points on Chase Travel. Introducing Chase Sapphire Reserve for Business. With $2,500 in annual value, it's the business card that gives back all you put in. Visit chase.com/reservebusiness to learn more. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Please, get
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.